Okay, we're now going to learn Mishnah Dalid and Hey of the second parak of Maseches Brachos. Mishnah Dalid talks about if a person is in a position where he's not going to be able to focus very well because it's somewhat of a precarious physical position, whether he says Kriya Shema. So it's a very short Mishnah. People who are workers and they're picking fruit from a tree or they're standing on top of a stone wall, they say Shema even on the top of the tree or on top of the stone wall, even though it's not so easy to concentrate because they have to be careful to focus that they shouldn't fall down. So they're allowed to say Shema in that way, but you would not be allowed to daven in that way. Sometimes you have people who want to daven while they're driving a car or something. So you can't really do that because you can't really focus on tefillah if you're focusing on the road. One or the other is not gonna end well. So when it comes to tefillah, you need prolonged focus. When it comes to Shema, you do need to focus, but the focus only has to be on the first pasuk. Where the Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Yet when it comes to tefillah, the Bar Tanura points out, that davening is asking for Rachmei Shemayim, and that's going to require kavana. Now it goes without saying that if you're a paid worker and it's going to take time to go down from the tree or down from the wall and say Kriya Shema and then go back up, that for sure you're not allowed to do. But the halacha is that even if you're working for yourself, even if you're an independent person, who a self-employed person, so you're not going to cost anybody else any money, still you're allowed to stay on top of the tree and you're allowed to stay on top of the wall because it simply doesn't require that much focus, that much concentration for that much time to say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, and to be mekabel ol malchus shemayim properly. So then we move on to Mishnah Hey and about where there is an actual patur from Kriya Shema. Chassan patur from Kriya Shema b'layla rishon an motzoi Shabbos. Chassan is patur from Kriya Shema on the first night of when he gets married until Motzoi Shabbos, which is Imlo Asamaisa, and that's only if he has not yet consummated the marriage, because the Torah paters him from Shema because he's Torahed with a tir de mitzvah. He's too focused on the mitzvah. What does it mean, a tir de mitzvah? That it's a tir de that he hasn't yet done the mitzvah, and he's afraid. Shamal Yim Tse'ena Besula. The Bar Tanura says, Vanisha Mati Shemisyari Shemiyasa Kroshavcha Bebilaso, that he's afraid he's going to become maimed in some way by the act of Bia, and that's a tir de mitzvah. And the Torah says, Uvelechtecha v'derech, so we learn from Uvelechtecha v'derech, your own going on the road, that's when you say Shema. Belechas didach, you're chayiv in Kriya Shema, but belechas de mitzvah, you're pater from Kriya Shema. And this is considered a lechas de mitzvah. So that's only if he has not yet had Bia. And we assume that Besula Nises Liam Haravi, so it's going to be 4 nights between then and Motzai Shabbos. But after that, he's already comfortable enough with his wife that we assume he's not so tarud. So even if he hasn't yet had the Bia Rishona, once it's past the first 4 nights, we assume that he's not going to be so tarud that he'll be unable to concentrate. And the Mishnah tells us, Meisim Rav Gamliel Shakara Balayla Rishon Shanasa, Rav Gamliel actually did say Kriya Shema on the first night that he got married. So Amilu Talmidav, his Talmidim said to him, Lolim Atan Rabbeinu Shachasim Patim Kriya Shema Balayla Rishon, wait a second, Rabbi, aren't you the one who taught us that Chasim is Patim from Kriya Shema on the first night when he gets married, even for the first 4 nights if he hasn't had Bias Mitzvah? Amalem, so he said, Eini Shomei Alechem Levatim Men Malch Shemaim Afilu Shah Achas. I can't do it. I can't be Mevatel being Mekabel Al Malch Shemaim even for a single moment. So Rabbi Gamliel says, you're right, I'm Patim from Kriya Shema, but I did it anyway because Kriya Shema is not only an obligation, it's an opportunity. It's not only an obligation to say Kriya Shema, and you're right, from the obligation perspective, I'm not obligated, but it's an opportunity to be Mekabel of Al Malch Shemaim. So why wouldn't I take advantage of an opportunity? So, one might have thought that, well, if you're not Chayiv, maybe it's Aser to say Kriya Shema because it would be a violation of Yuhara, of arrogance. So the story with Ram Gamliel is telling us that it's not a violation of Yuhara, it's not a violation of religious arrogance to be saying Kriya Shema. And the Raya is that Ram Gamliel, did it. However, maybe that Raya is only for someone who's on the Madrega of Ram Gamliel, who's able to have the proper concentration because we know him to be a tzaddik, so no one would assume that he's just showing off. It could be legitimate. Can a regular person do such a thing? So that we're going to see a little bit later on, whether if a chassan imrotza likros kriya shema laila rishon, whether he's allowed to be korei. That we're going to have in the last Mishnah of this parak. We're going to discuss that issue of a regular chassan who wants to, but we at least see that someone who's on the level of tzidkus, like a Rabban Gamliel, is allowed to volunteer Kriya Shema even on Laila Harishon. Now, the Gemara in the first parak of Maseches Ksubos, as well as over here in Brachos, tells us that not every time a person is Tarud doesn't mean that he's Pater from a mitzvah. It's only if he's Tarud tier to the mitzvah. The Gemara is an expression, El Me'ata Tavos V'Nasu B'Yam. If a person's boat sinks in the ocean, so you're going to tell me that he's Pater from mitzvahs? It can't be that he's going to be Pater from mitzvahs when it's Tavos V'Nasu B'Yam. You're not going to say Osik B'Mitzvah Pater Min a Mitzvah. The Gemara says V'Chitei Ma'achinami. You're going to tell me that maybe in Echinami he is, but it's not true, because a novel is chayiv b'kol mitzvah samurus b'torah chutz min ha'tefillin shorinam nerma ben pa'er. A novel is chayiv in all mitzvahs in the Torah except for tefillin, and that's only because tefillin, it says pa'er, and it's improper for an avel to be wearing a pa'er on his head, something that's an adornment like a pa'er. But generally speaking, an avel is very tarud, and he's still chayiv in mitzvahs, because we consider the tirda that an avel has to not be a tirda de mitzvah, but the tirda that a chassan has is considered to be a tirda de mitzvah because he's tarud with the biya rishona. Okay, we'll stop there. And Be'ezras Hashem, next time we will pick up with Mishnah Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav.